I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nearly 4 million people are still displaced because of the earthquake in Sichuan Province, China, in May. The $150 billion reconstruction effort is underway, but many of the victims are hopeless. To help, Far East Broadcasting Company's Greg Harris says they're providing wind-up shortwave radios so people can listen to special programming.
Although this programming is not explicitly evangelistic, after people have listened to this special programming about how to deal with the grief and the anxiety, they'll then be able to keep listening and tune into the more explicitly evangelistic programming that we have on the air.
FEBC wants to place 20,000 radios. As you give, local Christians will strategically place them. Next, this month, Cure International celebrates a decade of ministry in Kenya. Cure's Dale Brantner says since they began, they've performed 45,000 life-transforming surgeries on children with disabilities. When a child finally heals from the surgery, the whole economy of the family often changes for the better. But more than physical healing, there's spiritual healing.
Through our evangelistic efforts, the hospital, our mobile clinics, and evangelistic campaigns, over 600,000 people have heard clearly the good news of Jesus Christ, and over 91,000 have become followers of Jesus Christ.
And despite extremely challenging conditions and years of civil war, ministry in Sudan is being cultivated. For the last 5 years, E3 Partners has worked with missionary David Kaya in Sudan. His vision is to plant healthy churches throughout southern Sudan. He recently hosted a pastor's conference that drew more than 700 pastors from three countries. Kaya also created a Bible school to train them, hoping it'll become a full seminary. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.